Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yeel Bravs. I'm Ronnie. Guess who's with me? It's Ben Nandlecut, darling.
Oh, hello. I don't know I'm speaking Vanderpump. I guess it's because you're speaking Vanderpump. Let me revise that to, oh, hey, how's it going? Fresh from Minnesota for Winterhouse.
Hey, bro.
I love the cold.
Whoa, buddy. It's a big whoa, buddy day for Luke.
Oh, yeah.
Luke's got a lot of, hey, buddy.
This episode was really about, like, bring back catchphrases of the aughts. We had a lot of, yeah, buddy, from Jersey Shore, and we had a lot of, what's up, which may have been technically 1999. I'm not sure, but it was a little bit too much for me in that I heard it at all.
Yeah. Well, everybody, welcome to Watch What Crappens. Quick shills. Live tour tickets on sale. Starts in January, New York City, Town Hall. Go buy tickets. Get watchwhatcrappens.com. There's all the ticket links for all like 20-something cities or something we're going to. Also, Take a Seat is our Monday night live show on the Green Room app by Spotify. Download that. Follow Take a Seat and at Ben Mandlecut and at Ronnie Karam. Okay. And that's at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. And this is a Crappens On Demand day. We're on video. So hello, everybody. Hi. If you want to see the videos, there's two a week usually. It's over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Trying to make my collar look better because it's not iron. So it's just like flat and sad right now. I want to make a good collar for the people, everyone. Just pretend it's a good collar. Okay. Today we are talking about Winterhouse, which continues to be a delight despite nothing really happening on it. It's just, you know, drunken antics and conversations, but I'm finding it to be like a lovely treat at the end of the week for me.
Winterhouse, and it is a lot of just kind of dumb people hanging out together, you know?
Yeah.
It's right up our alley.
So, yeah, and it starts off really on a perfect note of Luke being like, hey, I'm going to go skate. Huh? I'm going to go skate. It's like, wow, setting the tone. Luke going out and embracing the ice to skate on it.
Yeah. And Jason's going to cook, and Julia's in the kitchen with him. And she's like, I'm all about people who get inspired in the kitchen. And I'm like around to eat it. So, you know, where was the date, Craig? Where's the date that those crazy kids are on? He's like, it was at a restaurant. Austin was like really nervous about it.
And then we cut to Luke outside fulfilling his wish to skate, and he is now skating, and he has a puck, and he like shoots it and like hits a snowbank. He's like, nice shot, bud. Nice shot.
Yeah, so, buddy. Nice shot.
Yeah, buddy.
Guess what we're going to do? Pirouette on a skate right now with my hockey stick. All right. I'm confident in my masculinity. That's right. Ooh, triple axis.
You can call me Lukey Kerrigan. So then the double daters are back. Thank God, because what would life be without them? And so Paige immediately pulls Sierra to have a gossip sesh in the bed. And so they're talking up there. And meanwhile, Austin and Craig get into a car to go drive somewhere to pick up what we find out later to be is like oysters and fixings for a low country boil. And so Austin's like, dude, I wish you were there. It was insane that you weren't there right now. I was like, yeah, I definitely felt left out because I was at home and I was sitting here. And they were like, where's Austin? I was like, he's on a date. And they were like, whoa, where are they at? I was like, they're at a restaurant. I was like, I wish I was there because I bet it would be really cool if I were there too. But I don't have anyone to go on a date with. So I'm kind of lonely. That's all.
And it's the same with Sierra and Paige. Paige is like, oh my God, it was so weird without you here. Like, I didn't even know what to do. I walked around the house like 5 times.
I walked around and like, I kept on hoping to be like a mirror and I'd be like, oh my God, look at my walking around clothes. They're just like so hot, but also for only $20. It was kind of an amazing deal, but there never was a mirror. So I was kind of like, I wish Sierra were here.
So in the car, Austin's like, what are we going to get at the store? And Craig is like, well, we're going to do a crab boil. So we're going to get some sausage and some potatoes and some crab and some boil and some vegetables and some onions. And some parsley.
I think you just list things for what
Craig,
seems like
you're
half an hour.
Insane right now with those groceries.
So then, Kyle and Amanda are talking, and Kyle's like, so how do you feel about little skating with my parents? And she's like, but you guys have to ski with me, Kyle. You can't just leave me out. He's like, well, listen, I need to have kids that ski. She's like, but we're going to have kids anyway, Kyle, that ski. All right.
By the way, I have to say, I think it's so nice how, like, I feel like this on Winterhouse, everyone has really embraced Sierra because they've all decided to make their beds a mess this season. And so, like, that was so nice, everyone. Like, not letting her be the only one with a crazy bed. Because Kyle and Amanda, their bed is stacked full of things. Andrea, his bed is just a full mess. They're just like, let's have messy beds, you know? Let's not let Sierra be the only one. That was just, it's just kind.
Well, it's also a vacation bed, you know? She's like, that, just throw the shit on there. I wake up next to my suitcase, everything in my backpack all over me. One time I woke up with like a little half open piece of Orbitz like close to my nipple, and I still ate it. I was like,
As you should.
Yeah.
So that Julia's in the kitchen. She's like, Jason, that smells really good. I never knew a friend zone could be this delectable.
I would totally marry Jason. And Andrea's like, I would marry Jason too. I mean, the food. I would marry him. Anybody want to get married? No, friends.
Friends. We're just friends.
Even in a gay fantasy, just a friend zone.
So then Paige, back to Paige and Sierra in bed. Paige is like, it's so funny because, like, you think we're on vacation with my friends, and then you're like, what? Like, today when you guys went on a date, I was so happy for you, but also I was, like, so jealous because, like, Andrea saw you guys go on a date, and he didn't say anything to me about going on a date.
And then over in the kitchen, someone's like, hey, Jay, what's that? And he's like, oh, it's asparagus and peppers and carrots and celery, just basic vegetables that are very obvious to see. Okay, cool, cool.
And Andrea's like, it's going to be party in the mouth.
I would love to marry a carrot or a pepper or a celery or really anything or asparagus. And what about me? Would you marry me? No, no, no. Still not you. No. Vegetables, not friend zone. You friend zone.
So Sierra's like, so, I mean, like, he didn't bring up anything while we were gone. I mean, what did you guys do today? She's like, literally nothing. I was in the kitchen with Gabby, like... And then Andrea was like, hey, I'm going to squat you. And I was like, oh, my God, does this guy not like me enough to ask me anything about myself? Like, how much were the leggings I was wearing? Because they were, like, under $10. I mean, he just wants to make out with me. I don't think he's asked me one question about myself. $5.99.
I was going to ask you about those really pretty socks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like he wants to like or subscribe, but not both. So then everyone is in the kitchen eating Jason's food, and they're like, Jason, how did you learn to cook so well? He's like, well, actually, like, my mom was a really good cook, and then in high school I worked in kitchens and everything. And Lindsay's like, my love language is food, and my friend zone language is all of this that you've made for us. Thank you.
So with Austin and Craig in the car, Craig's like, dude, you haven't told me about your date. And he's like, Craig, I haven't been on a proper date in a long time, Craig. Like, it's been like a long time since I've been on a proper date, Craig. And he's like, nothing more exciting than hanging out with someone the first time.
Yeah, to be nice, to be. And he's like, yeah, she genuinely like wants to like be around me. And like, this feels nice. He's like, yeah, to be liked again. Not to have to convince someone you're good enough, right? Because, like, I remember one time I went to a Blockbuster and I was like, do you guys have Batman? And they were like, no, because we're closing, because we're going out of business. And I was like, why don't you guys like me? And it's like, they didn't like me. That's my story.
Yeah, Craig. Like that.
Okay. Craig, you're being a little insane right now.
So
I don't know why I made it go in that direction, Ronnie, but I just went with it.
Worked for me. I just got a little vape stuck in my throat. So Paige is like, okay, like, tell Austin me himself. Everything. We're still with Paige and Sierra talking about this fucking date because everyone on this show is 12 in a 40-year-old's body. It's the weirdest.
Also, Ronnie, Paige keeps saying, tell me everything. Okay, let me tell you how I feel about Andrea. It's like she won't actually let someone tell them everything, but she just keeps saying, okay, tell me everything because I really need to know because I had a terrible day. Oh my God, this is what happened to me.
So she finally means it. So Sierra's like, oh my God, he was so cute. He was like in a little vest. And then we started diving in like really deep. When was that? When Kyle and Amanda were asking you like, or when your date was asking Kyle how many times he fucks his girlfriend? Was that when you got really deep? When was that?
Yeah, exactly. And so Sierra's like, I'm just like a little freaked the fuck out because like, you know how we were talking last night about how I'm like scared to like somebody and I'm like,
I'm really scared.
I'm really scared. Now, I would cry too if I decided I had romantic feelings for Austin. I think that's a universal cry experience. But that's actually not what she is crying for. So Paige is like, what are you most scared of? Paying full price for a good outfit?
That's exactly what I wrote. What are you most, I wrote, what are you most scared of? Don't say paying full price for fashion because that's mine. High five. She's like, also being vulnerable. What? Sorry, go ahead.
No, don't. Disregard me, please. Please don't make me back.
So she's like, yeah, I mean, it's being vulnerable. More fucking bachelor language. Yeah. And Paige is like, yeah, but would you rather be the type of person that never finds love because you're so closed up? Or would you rather be the kind of person that never finds love because you won't stop talking about the price of leggings? She's like, you're right. And so the producer asks her what her deal is. And she's like, everything goes back to daddy issues, basically. And then we get a clip from Summer House of her talking about the divorce and all of that stuff and her fear of rejection.
Yeah, all that stuff. So Austin and Craig come back and Andrea sees them and he goes, what's up? I mean, like, I feel like the next thing they're going to do is go, bud, wise, or I mean, like, they're just, what's happening? So they're gonna do
basic white guys. They talk like Super Bowl commercials. Like,
it's true.
Nothing new. So Amanda's,
that's why,
like,
we have to have better Super Bowl commercials, because it's gonna be whatever gets put on the Super Bowl is gonna be regurgitated 12 years later. So, like, please do better, Budweiser. Please.
Yeah. So Amanda's like, Krang, have you ever set up your own party before? He's like, I do crab boils over there, like where I'm from. So I'm going to do them because they're like a big Southern tradition. Like, you throw stuff in a pot, you start with like a pot, and then you put in like crabs and potatoes and like corn and some Old Bay. Okay, I'm tired. Like, I'm tired now. But thank you. Thanks for answering.
Have you ever done a sushi boil? It's basically when you take sushi and put it in boiling water and then you say, it's a sushi boil. And so then they're also going to be doing oysters and champagne, which Craig is like, having raw oysters and champagne at a boil is bizarre, but it's Austin's idea and he's an idiot. So, okay. Which, but it's like, it's bad when even Craig can see that your culinary idea is stupid. So then Gabby's like,
oysters make me feel sexy. And everyone's like,
does anyone know Gabby's there? I feel like she doesn't interact with anyone. She sort of is there and she says things, but no one actually like responds to her except Julia, maybe.
Yeah. And Kyle's like, he laughs like creepily at her. And then it's getting ready time. And Amanda's like, what are we wearing tonight, girls? And Paige is like, I'm thinking of a plunging neckline.
Just how I'm thinking about plunging discounts on this outfit. So then Andrea is texting in the dining room and Luke walks up to him and goes, all right, Andy, how do you say you're beautiful in Italian? So I'm already like, I hate when they call him Andy. I don't know if he is okay with it, but I hate it. And Andrea's like, okay, oh, so you want to know how to say you're beautiful in Italian? You say, molto bella. Like, he leans into the cheesiness because he knows it makes all the ladies and the men probably just melt.
And Luke's like, oh, wow, is that how you get all your girls? You're giving your secrets away. I catch fish with my hands. Your way's easier, you know? I have to carry around a little, one of those creams of, like, what does it do? It gets the germs off your hand. Hey, how do you say that? Anti-germ cream in Italian. How do you say that? That might sound sexy while I'm holding a fish. I'm going to work on that.
Oh, I know how you say it. Molto bella. Just everything is molto bella. And then Andrea, who's not being a cliche at all, goes, the two things I love the most is eating and the ladies. I'm like, stop. You were so cheesy. You're so cheesy really and is. Obvious.
And Luke's like, mortadella. And he's like, yes. If you say this to an Italian girl, she would laugh at you, but in a good way. She is going to merit. So then Julia and Luke are in the kitchen now. And Julia's like, can I have some of that champagne that you're opening? And he's like, well, I'm going to have to open a new bottle. Oh, never mind. Oh, come on. I'm going to open a bottle. And then Gabby walks in and is all mad at this champagne sharing flirtation and just grabs something out of the fridge and leaves all pissed off.
Yeah, and Julia is like, Gabby is like very uncomfortable with the lack of attention she's getting in the house right now, but like, I'm in a relationship, unlike Gabby, who is alone and sad, but I'm in a relationship, and Luke literally looks like my brothers. Fun fact, I'm dating my brother. Either way, gross. Like, this is such a silly situation for lonely old old spinster Gabby to be jealous of, because I'm clearly not interested in the hot models interested in me, who's not interested in Gabby. So, like, I would like us to not fight and just move on.
And he just looks at her with a fish in his hand and goes, Mortadella. She goes, excuse me? No.
Mortadella. So then Jason, I just love the notes that I'm writing down about this show. Jason's looking for a lint roller from Paige. It's like, Jason's looking for a lint roller, guys.
Well, it's this show, and that's what happens on this show. The next note is, should I wear something with sleeves built in? And Sierra goes, I think that could get annoying. She's like, oh, good point.
Jason, what's it like to have a built-in thing? Like for you, you have a built-in friend zone.
I mean, unfortunately, it's not auto, because I hear they make a lot of money over there. See the commercials all the time.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So Julia brings some wine to Gab. She's like, Gabs, here's some wine. It's my olive branch. And, you know, I've had some time to reflect, and I just want to apologize for blowing up at you. And Gabby's like, oh, it's okay. It was a buildup of a lot of things. You know, it's just like I had like a dumb crush on a guy and, you know, and then like didn't work out. I was like, it's okay. It's okay.
Like seeing a certain interaction. She goes, oh, wait, you felt that I swooped in and ruined that shot. I wish you had just said that. Because I'm so sorry. Which she did.
She did say that.
And Gabby's like, well, that's what I was trying to explain. And she's like, well, obviously I'm going to be more aware of what you think and more sensitive to your feelings. And I'm sorry. She's like, okay. So they shake. They like spit, lick, shake or something.
Yeah, they have a moment like that. So then Amanda is like, I got to put face oil between my legs. And then Paige goes,
is just lying there in leather pants on the bed. And she goes, that's interesting. I'm going to change. I think I'm going to change my outfit again.
I don't really like it. And then Andrea's just like in his messy room in underwear. And Amanda's like, what's with all the stress with this outfit, Paige? I mean, your boyfriend thinks you're beautiful no matter what. She goes, you know, I have enjoyed being single the past 6 months, but it's hard out there. And I expect every guy I went on a date with to like fall in love with me. And then when they didn't, I was like, hello. So now like Andrea repeating the same pattern of like, it's like, cool, I'll make out with you, but like, I don't care or to get to know you or take you out on a date. Okay. It just makes me feel insecure as fuck. It's like, Paige, why do you go after these like very obvious fuck boys? That's the problem. Stop going for the fuck boys.
And she's like, well, I just feel like he's so good looking and he has girls like chasing him all the time. And I just don't want to do that. She's like, don't overthink it.
If you don't want to do that, just then don't do it. Problem solved. Go after Jason.
So Austin is pouring a champagne tower with Lindsay. Austin and Craig love just pouring shit on the floor. Like they will just pour liquor all over. That house must smell like bar rot. And then everyone's getting dressed for like kind of a formal, and Luke is in a pimp fur, and Craig is cooking. And
by the way, I like that Lindsay didn't know how to do the champagne tower. She's like, do I just like pour it here or there? It's like, Lindsay, go to the top glass and pour from there. She's like, do I do it here? Lindsay, you're pouring champagne into a plant now. It's not even the tower.
So Jason's like, you look gorgeous, Lindsay. And she's like, So then everybody's gathered and Andrea's in a suit because it's formal night. And Lindsay's just watching everybody kind of bored. And she's like, then those men are really have started this trip and I have to move on because I just want to have fun with my best friends.
And then we get a flashback during that. Like, I feel like every season of Summer House and now Winter House, there's always a distinct flashback that they go back to over and over again. So obviously last season on Summer House, it was like, how many sandwiches have you made me? And for this one, the flashback is, I'm in love with you. Which makes me happy. I really get happy every time they show that. So now Jason's in the kitchen and Lindsay's sort of there and she's sort of slurring and she's like, what's happening? I'm stressed. There's like so many conversations. I don't know what's going on.
And he's like, well, let's talk because I don't know anything about you. So they go into a bedroom and he sits on the bed and she's like standing over him. She's like, for once in my life, I just want to focus on myself. That's all you're ever focused on. I've never seen you focused on literally anything else.
Yeah, Hub House, like for crying out loud. And so he goes, isn't that the best? I just want to remind you, I'm sitting on your bed. So if you want to sit here and make out, like, we could do that too. She goes, oh yeah, how are you? He goes, I'm good. I'm really good. Today I was cooking, and if I don't get reciprocation from people telling me my food tastes good, I might get upset. She goes, yeah, I was like, you're cooking. And I'm like, I just want to clean. Yeah.
And so she kind of puts her head on his shoulder, and they start getting romantic. And then we hear an alarm go off, like a phone alarm. She goes, that's the corn.
Oh, so close, Jason. So close.
You got corn zoned, bro.
Corn zoned is the hardest thing. Born for corn. So now they're putting out boxes on the table to do the whole boil thing. And Gabby's like, Luke looks like a really hot Justin Timberlake version of a pimp, and I really would like to jump his bones.
And Paige goes, oh my God, how many oysters did you have? And they start laughing. So Gabby's like, all right, I got a speech. This one's for you, Luke. Al dente mascarpone pasta water in my pussy. They're like, what? And Luke's like, well, thank you. Adios. And the producer's like, do you know what she said? And he's like, no idea. But it meant, I want you inside of me.
Yeah. And when Andre hears, he goes, ha! Trust me, it's really sweet. Ah!
Looks like, yeah, I can see she's into me a little bit, huh? So then Craig is like, all right, well, what we're going to do is cheers with our bottles, and then we're going to shake them up and spray them all in the air. And Luke's like, I'm in a fur. I need a garbage bag. So all the guys are putting on garbage bags over their outfits, which is just so fitting. I mean, especially on Andrea walking around with a garbage bag on.
I know, they're all like... Finally, we get some good visual references for their personalities.
Yeah.
So, excuse me. By the way, I don't even know why they're doing this thing that they're about to do. Like, we're going to go outside. We're all going to take champagne bottles. We're all going to open them up, spray them on each other. It's like, you guys didn't win the Super Bowl. You guys didn't win anything. Why are you doing this? It's not even New Year's.
But also, they don't tell the girls. Like, the guys decide to do it and then spray it all over the girls who don't get to cover up with girls. You know what? This is just another... Welcome to another episode of The Patriarchy on Bravo.
Yeah, thanks. Exactly.
So then the girls are talking. Well, Paige and Amanda and Sierra are talking. The Patriarchy are talking. And Paige is like, I have a weird feeling that you, like, met your husband, Sierra. And Amanda's like, yeah, they got the fact that you guys, like, laugh so much.
The fact that you got I mean, you don't really have any, like, sexual chemistry or any personal connection, but you do laugh a lot. I mean, husband. And Sierra's like, you guys can't keep doing this. I'm gonna cry. And then Paige starts to cry, because now it's gonna be about Paige. Because so now they're all crying, and Andrea walks in with a garbage bag. It's like, oh, never mind that. So Paige is like, I know we're talking about Sierra and, like, how she met her husband, but let's talk about me. I feel like I'm always into guys who are, like, so great on the outside and never want to get to know my personality. They don't want to like or subscribe. It's terrible.
And Amanda's like, no, but look, when you're not looking, it's going to fall right in your lap, and he's going to sweep you right off your feet, and then it's going to cheat on you, but then try and get you back in a hot tub, and then so you're going to come back, but then you're going to find out that he cheated on you again, and he's going to tell you he doesn't really want a girlfriend. So then you're going to be really upset. Then
get to the point, Amanda.
Learn how to ski.
I'm marrying Kyle.
Kyle. So then they all go outside to this totally wasteful champagne moment where they're not. I don't know why they did this. It, like, drives me nuts. So they pop all the champagne and spray it. This feels very Austin. Like, guys, this will be hilarious. It'd be hilarious. We'll be in sing right now. I guarantee Madison is not doing this right now. So then, when they're done doing that, wasting all their champagne, then Luke, he pulls Gabby to the side, and
she's like, let's get out of here, babe. Come on, let's get out. So she's like, all right, this is the moment, right? So they go to her room. This is the moment. So they go to her room, and she's like, oh my God, this outfit was everything. It's like, thank you. I love your pimp coat. Thank you. I was like, oh, daddy, you want to know what I said in Italian? He's like, yeah, what did you say? I just called you into a private bedroom. Why would you think that I wanted you to tell me? It's like, you know what I said? I said it was nasty. I'm warning you. Oh, no, I love it. I said I want you inside me. He goes, whoa, buddy. Okay. Whoa, buddy.
Oh, that is a hot dish. That is a hot dish if I ever saw one. Whoa, buddy. Okay.
Whoa, buddy.
Well, I mean, I thought last week when I saw an owl vagina that that was intense. Whoa, buddy. Well, now you know I'm into you, huh? So he goes, well, look, I got to be real. I think that you're beautiful, kind of like an owl's vagina, but I see it more as a friendship. Also how I see an owl's vagina.
Say, well, look, okay. I want no strings attached. And if it becomes something more, then we can talk about it.
Like, did you not? Did you not? You just got friend zoned.
He said, yeah, and you got friend zoned.
Like, which is just so Luke too, right? So like attach himself to one girl in the house and then be flirty and then be like, what? I just said, hey, come here, babe, and brought you to a bedroom because we're friends. Like, what the heck? How could you think that? How could you think I'm into you? This is nuts.
This entire episode, the storyline is the exact same storyline of Summer House last season. It really is. So, and I also think it's funny that she called him. Yeah, I think it's funny that she calls him like a Justin Timberlake version of a pimp, and then says she wants no strings attached, which is the name of an NSYNC album. So then Luke says, she's definitely not really understanding the subtleties of being blatantly friend zoned. So Luke goes, on paper, you'd think that Gabby and I would be a match made in heaven. But I want to figure out what beer I want to drink next, and Gabby wants to know what life mantra she needs for the day. It's so awkward, but how do you say no? Ha, 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 ha. So basically he was turned off by Post-its.
Well, I don't blame him, because I actually did pause on the Post-its, and this is what some of them say. The giving of love is an education in itself. Oh, shut up. You get what you focus on, so focus on what you want. You know what you're going to get? Post-it notes. Okay? You're gonna open your mailbox and be like, who sent me some fucking Post-it notes?
She's so definitely Gabby, like someone who subscribes to Growing with Gorga.
Yes. So Gabby's like, all right, well, I'm going to go enjoy myself and get fucked up. And goes, well, I'm going to be down there too. Okay? I'll see you down there. Wow, that was fucking weird.
I'll let you know if the deer show up at my ring cam, okay? So then Paige and Craig are talking, and he's like, I'm just starting to get a little lonely right now, because every time I call Natalie, she's just saying, ha, 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 but it's her voicemail message, so it's not the real thing, so I don't really like it.
It's like, I'm getting lonely after 7 days. And Paige is like, I get it, try 6 months. So then Gabby just comes in and goes, well, I just got rejected, fucking Luke, great, bye, and then she leaves.
I feel like Gabby should be on Taxi. She should just be a character on Taxi, you know? So
she should be the voice in the taxi. Like when you get in the taxi and it's like, welcome to the fucking taxi, all right? Pay your goddamn money or you're out of here.
Or just on the subway. Next stop, Cobble Hill. So is that a
next
place,
Cobble stop, Hill? I want you inside of me.
Stand clear of the closing doors.
So Craig and Paige are kind of talking about how they're lonely, and Craig's like, what's funny is I used to have a crush on Paige when I met her, but she had a boyfriend, and now I have a girlfriend.
It's that old bastard timing.
Yeah, definitely like a classic. I almost said Jane Seymour. Who's the woman who writes all those romantic novels from the 19th century? Jane Austen.
Jane Goodall.
Jane Goodall Austen. That's insane. I'm a novelist.
This also is written by the famous author Jane Goodall, as played by Sigourney Weaver. Wouldn't that be amazing if Sigourney Weaver was the voiceover person? And now,
I would deeply love. Imagine if she just like came in and she's like the next roommate. She's like, hi, I'm Sigourney Weaver. This is actually my vacation rental. And they told me you're filming in here. And I said, I'm an actress. I can get into character. Okay. Moto Bello.
Oh. So Andrea comes in and he's like, wow, when are you going to talk to me, Paige? And so she's like, where are you going to take me? So he lifts her up and carries her out. She's like, and Craig is like, have fun, little ones.
So now Lindsay's in her room with Jason. It's so funny how many times this episode Lindsay and Jason wind up in a room and nothing happens until the very end, admittedly. So Lindsay's in a room with Jason and they're standing there, standing face to face. And Lindsay goes, you know what I would love? You know what I would fucking love? And he's like, what? And he sort of like comes in, and he comes in for a kiss. He goes, music! And he's like, oh.
So then Andrea and Paige are in another room, and he's like, why are you not talking to me? It's like, why? Because earlier I saw you crying. She's like, well, I get emotional with my girlfriends because I saw Austin and Sierra getting close.
And then we cut to Austin with Sierra, and he's like, wow, I'm moving my hips. It feels really good. And she's like, ha, 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 ha. And then we cut back. And it's like the greatest love story ever told. Cut back.
Yeah. So Andrea goes, no, I like to go step by step, like TGIF sitcom, step by step. And I was thinking we could go somewhere to a full house, perhaps, and be perfect strangers. Because, you know, for me, family matters. You know, let's go somewhere for the next few days. And she goes, are you asking me out in Vermont? Because I would love to go on a date with you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes, no. I don't want to see you down, okay? You're such a positive person.
And the producer's like, are you just asking her out because you feel obligated? He's like, no, 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 no. I was planning on it. Yeah, I was planning on it this whole time.
And he's doing the classic rub your face a lot when you're lying thing. And then in just a minute, he's like, I am a gentleman. If she's crying, I want to make her feel good with my pee-pee in her pee-pee. You understand?
Yeah. So then Luke is just dancing in his room, and Amanda is trying to take her leather pants off, or vinyl pants. She's wearing some sort of shiny pant, and she can't get them off. And then Jason and Lindsay are on the floor just like cuddled, and Lindsay's like, maybe we should watch a movie. And he's like, no, we're not gonna watch a movie. In his mind, he's like, we're gonna make out. So he goes, oh, well, the thing is, the weather's so cold and the reception can't handle Wi-Fi right now. So probably not a movie.
Goes, so the Wi-Fi froze?
He's just trying so hard to like, he's like, don't get in the friend zone. It can't be a friend zone. You gotta just go out for the kiss.
So yeah, they don't hook up again. So it's bedtime and Amanda still can't get out of her pants. She's like, Kyle. And finally he comes in right when she gets them off, and she's like, Kyle, I spent so long trying to take off my pants down here.
And then now it's the morning, and we have I love the wake up music. I don't know if you made note of the wake up music, but it's we've heard the wake up music on various other shows. It's the one that goes dun 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 dun. I'm not doing it right, but just like make a mental note, and then next time we can talk about how much we like the wake-up music together.
So everybody's getting up, and Luke's like, oh, yeah. Wrong hole.
Oh, God. Wrong tube. Oh, God. God, I just want to be friends with this tube. Wrong tube.
And then Craig calls his girlfriend, but... You've reached my voicemail.
And they say on the Chiron, it says, I don't know if you noticed this, on the Chiron, normally it says on the phone... You know, Craig's mom on the phone, so-and-so. It says, not on the phone, Natalie. So rude.
So in the kitchen, Austin and Dre are there, and Austin's like, Andy, is Paige mad at you? Is she mad? And he's like, I would take her out today. I want to get to know her more. And he's like, that's real sweet, Andy.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So then Paige and Sierra are in bed, and she's like, oh, my God, I think I remember the Italian asking me out on a date. And he's like, coffee for beautiful ladies.
Yeah, the coffee is back. So Paige is like, where were we when you asked me out on a date? Like, did you ask me out on a date? I don't even remember. And he's like, yes, of course, right here. So then downstairs, Austin's eating a pancake or a waffle or something. And like he's sitting there, and there's like a bite on his fork. And Sierra comes up and eats the bite off of his fork. He goes, oh, you just Legoed my Eggo. Oh, my God. You Legoed my Eggo. I'm like, thank you for ruining Lego Eggo waffles for me now, Austin. Great, great.
Meanwhile, in the basement, Amanda's like, Kyle, who got these butt wipes? And he's like, me. I got them because my butt hurt.
This fucking show. So Gabby is mortified from last night, and then Luke is talking to Craig, and he's like, hey, guy, or he's talking to all the guys. He's like, guys, guess what we're gonna do today? I'd love it if I could get some help with that igloo. And Craig's like, how are we gonna finish an igloo? I can barely finish a pillow.
It's like, we're going to work real hard. That's how, mister. Yeah, buddy.
So now Paige and Andrea are getting ready to go on the date. And he says, we're going to go on a date. We're going to go a sleigh ride. So then Austin and Sierra are cuddling and just talking about how tall she is. And he's touching her calf. And then Kyle's like, hey, Amanda, I'm going to FaceTime my parents. Want to join me? So we see Kyle's mom, who's always cracks up. She's like, hi, Kyle. And Peter's like, how you doing, skiers? And we learn this whole backstory. Well, is it right here that we learn the backstory? Maybe not. I'll put a pin in that about the skiing backstory of Kyle's family.
Yeah, it is. He's like, hey, guys, you wanna come join us for skiing? And the mom's like, yeah, we've been waiting for the invite. And Amanda's like, well, I went down the bunny hill and I was the best out of all the kids. And then Kyle's like, listen, I'm from skiing. My grandma founded Stowe. Is that what he said? She founded Stowe?
So his grandfather helped found Stowe, I guess, maybe developed the ski mountain. It was funny because they show a picture. He goes, every weekend, my parents are basically down the road at my grandmother's house. And they show this picture of like his mom with his grandma, Betty. But then there's like an arrow. There's a barn in the background and there's like an arrow pointing to it. And it says, Kyle's grandmother's barn. I was like, okay, thanks. I was like, whose barn is that? I mean, it's nice that they showed a picture of Kyle's mom and grandma, but that barn I have questions about. It's like, thanks for the clarification.
I came out of the womb on skis, and I need Amanda to feel part of the family. And if you don't ski, you're not part of the family. So,
I'm like, that's a lot of pressure. Like, not everyone is good at skiing. Yeah. I say that as someone who may or may not be terrible at skiing. So then Luke and Jason are like working on the igloo, and Jason is like, he says he's excited to get to know Lindsay some more. And Luke goes, yeah, buddy. Yeah. Hubs is my girl, man. Yes. Oh, how much of your girl? No, don't worry about it. We never hooked up, man. So feel free to go for it. Just kidding. I already know you're friend zoned. Okay. I already know.
Yeah, you do you, bro. But this whole scene, he's like, hey, yeah, buddy, come down, buddy. And he comes down and he's like, so, any, got your eye on anyone, bud? Oh, that's my girl, buddy. Yeah, buddy. Like, what the hell is wrong with him? Stop it.
I don't know what's going on with
him. And Jason's like, well, I was raised by really strong, independent women. You know, I had like my mom who was strong, my grandma who was strong. Everyone's so strong. And Lindsay's strong, you know? Also, she's sexy AF. I'm intrigued.
Danger. Danger, Will Robinson. So now we're on the sleigh ride. And Paige is like, so I definitely have deal breaker things that I've realized. And like, you have to be like really family oriented. And then just cuts to like the horse's ass walking along. I'm like, Paige, it's a sign.
There's so many signs. Like, his first date is taking you on something that shits the whole time, first of all. So she's like, my parents have been together for a really long time. He goes, me too. How someday to have the same thing with the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. And then he tells her how he loves Italy, so he'd eventually like to move back there. And she's like, oh my God, am I making this guy up in my head? Because I can see myself in Italy eating prosciutto. And lemons.
On a mountaintop wedding. Let's have a mountaintop wedding in Italy. Paige, do I have to tell you about Mount Vesuvio? Okay. Like, not all the mountains in Italy are really a fairy tale. So she's like, this is definitely the most romantic thing I've ever done. Oh, by the way, I think a red flag is when the first date is the most romantic date you've ever gone on. To me, that's like full on love bombing, and you should always be wary. I feel like if anything, the first date should be very nice. And there should be good banter, but it should not be the most romantic thing you've ever gone on. That's my theory.
Well, it's sad if this is the most romantic thing, because anywhere else, this is like a tourist thing to do, right? Like, wow, yeah. Like New York, you go on the horse and carriage through Central Park. You know, it's kind of.
You know that Kyle's tacky. Grandma was the one who was like running those horses. She's like, turns around, and was like, hi, say hi to Kyle when you get home. I established this horse.
That horse was made with one of my grandmother's eggs.
They just like go through a tunnel that's shaped like Kyle's head.
When they get off, the horse is like, oh, could you do me a favor and take this Ziploc baggie full of homemade Chex Mix to Kyle?
I have a lot of sway in Stowe, more than you may realize.
So then Luke is back with Luke and Jason. Luke's like, God damn it, I need a real saw.
And then Julia's offering to make hot toddies. So the hot toddy tradition continues on Wednesday nights on Bravo.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. It's a big hot toddy season this year on Bravo. So then they're still talking about girls and stuff. And Craig comes down. And so, he's going to come
down. Well, Luke
down.
Is asking about Julia.
This is so stupid.
Actually.
These notes. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. It's just like.
It's okay.
It's you trying to follow the dumbest shit ever. Okay, Craig offers to make a fire. So then he's going to make a fire. So then Luke is like, so what's up with Jules' boyfriend? What's up with that? And he's like, is that like a. Look, I will observe that they've been on and off before. So maybe you should talk to her about it.
Yeah. And Luke says, yeah, she's a cool girl. She's like one of the guys. And there's something about her that I'm attracted to. I'm like, it's called the challenge. You know, she's not available, Luke. Because Luke does – this is sort of – Luke is so nice and handsome and everything. But he is super shady about this sort of stuff, right? He's shady enough that the state of Minnesota would not allow his name to be unblurred on his sweatshirt, I'd like to point out. Like, it literally just says Minnesota. And, you know, like – the governor of Minnesota is like, no, I don't think we can allow that on Bravo. No,
the guy
sorry.
Who catches fish in his hands, no. We've actually got his picture all over post offices, okay? No. But, yeah, he does this thing where he flirts really heavily with people that he's not into so he can have people giving him googly eyes all the time. But then he pretends he really wants a person that's unattainable, so he never really has to be with anybody, right? Like, never.
But
we've never seen Luke with anybody on this show because that's his thing. He gets one person so that he has somebody in love with him, and then he has somebody that he's in love with that he can't have. So it's like he has all these love story lines around him, but he never has to actually do anything with anybody.
But he also totally has, like, a hot guy. Normally I would say big dick energy, but I think it's just, like, someone who's just been, like, hot and good at sports all his life, and he just... He sort of has that bravado of someone who's just like, oh, I'm just going to go after that because I know I can go after it because I'm hot. And like the worst thing that happens is that she says no, but it's probably going to be okay. Like he just is like, okay, I'm going to do it because he just does it. Like it's like I wish I had that kind of bravado to be like, yeah, okay, I'm hot so I can just do this, you know?
No, I mean, I don't really get it. Like it seems like a sad life to me. Frankly. Oh. But Jason's
what's
like,
sad about someone who just loves going outside and building igloos and grabbing fish by his hands? I don't see it.
Oh, there's something sad about him that he's like he has to have the love but then cordons himself off from it. You know what I mean? Like let's feel
emotional
for
igloo.
Let's feel for the igloo. Hot model guys. Yeah, the emotional igloo. So Jason's like, so this is how igloos are made, huh? And he goes, well, it wasn't built in a day, I'll tell you that much. They're like, bro, that's Rome. And he goes, ha! We'll always have Cairo, my hey buddy. Hey buddy.
So then now everyone's helping with the igloo, and Amanda's like, Kyle, I wonder how the dates are going. And Craig goes, yeah, I was surprised to hear that we're going on a date because, like, if you can't see a future with someone, like, I don't know if going on a date is the best thing to do.
Oh, shady Craig. You got to love Craig coming in like a little gossip to fuck up the relationship.
Always does it.
So he can get paid for himself. So, and it works perfectly. Amanda's like, what? He's like, yeah, he told me in Austin that he doesn't see a future with her and he really enjoys being single. Yeah, yeah, and he just wants, like, you know, have fun. And he said he wants to leave here single.
Okay, I didn't know any of this. This is entirely a group conversation.
That's Lindsay on the side.
And Craig is like, yeah, I mean, but they're not vibing like you and CR are, Austin, you know? I just, like, don't see anything long-term. And Austin's like, why does it have to be long-term? I think it's just fun. So, yeah, everybody be warned. This is Austin, too. Like, why are they giving some other guy shit about it when it's Austin, too?
Yeah. So Amanda's like, she's like, well, it's all fun, but it's weird that he's, like, taking her out on a date and when he doesn't want, like, anything outside of the house. And Lindsay's like, yeah, it's like if it's not leading on, if they just have a conversation about it.
So then Lindsay and Amanda go off to the side, and Lindsay's like, I'm nervous now. And Amanda says, yeah, now I have to tell my friend that he's not into her. She goes, you have to.
It's like a classic game of telephone, and we have to cut the cords because you just have to be a good friend. And also, you have to cut the cords because it's too cold, apparently. And so, like, Wi-Fi and telephones freeze.
So Amanda's like, but how do you do that? And so then Paige comes back from her date, and Julie's like, oh, I made hot toddies, and you guys were gone for, like, forever. And Paige is like, yeah, like, gives a shrug, like, yeah.
We're, like, in love. That's because we're in love. We're having a mountaintop wedding. And Andrea goes, what's up? I'm like, please go away. Go anywhere. Go away. So then Julia's like, hot toddy time. I'm like, everyone stop. Everyone stop. Go to a corner. 30 minutes of quiet. Okay. And Lindsay goes, wait, what? Hot toddies? What? Huh?
And so Paige announces that tonight's theme is back to high school. So you have to dress like a stereotype of high school.
I'll be the impossibly perfect fashionista. So then, now Paige and Amanda and Sierra are talking. They like gather to talk about
the
date.
Back in the bed.
And Amanda's obviously awkward because Lindsay's like, you should tell her right away. But Amanda doesn't want to basically shit on her date, right? So Paige is like, oh my God, everyone, I'm like a sleigh ride. And like Kyle's grandma was there and it was like really weird. But like, anyway, here's some cookies from her.
And Sierra's like, yeah, but I remember yesterday when you were like, when I was like, oh my God, he doesn't like me. Yeah. So like, how do you feel now? I feel that I was definitely in my own head being insecure because he definitely likes me. And then Amanda's just like pulling at her ear like, oh, Kyle.
Yeah, and like remember yesterday how I was like, I don't want to be one of those girls that just like throws herself at Andrea. We're gonna get married in Italy on top of a mountain with lemons and prosciutto, so make a date.
Yeah, and she says that she feels better about being in the house and flirting now because definitely when they leave, they're gonna be hanging out. And Sierra's like, oh my God, I love Vermont. She goes, Vermont is a crazy place. And Amanda's just blinking. She's just doing that pout blink that she does. Like, oh my God, what do I do, Kyle?
She's doing SOS with her blinks, doing Morse code, remorse code. So then they're dressing up. Now it's time to dress up for the high school party. And Julia's going to be a cheerleader, of course. Like that, I was like, of course Julia's going to be a cheerleader. I don't know Julia very well, but I knew she'd be a cheerleader. Then
to the point that she even brought a cheerleading uniform.
That's true. And then Craig is like, I'm going to be like Jimmy Neutron, but like punk rocker, but like my hair's up and it's going to be fun. So
he also says, in high school, I was voted most dramatic. Still got it.
And they keep showing side by sides of what they look like in high school. And they all look exactly the same. They all look like it was like previously on Summer House. It's like their high school photo.
Except for Lindsay's. Lindsay's except is like a Lindsay. Tin type. Lindsay's is like a tin type. With the
I had to stand there for 25 minutes for the exposure to set.
It's like her in those like very serious like 1863 pictures. Like,
yeah, holding like a like rifle hands. In one hand with no smile and just like long johns and a bonnet.
And like a parasol. So Kyle's gonna be the emo kid, which he's like is the exact opposite of what I was in high school, because of course he was like a cool kid drinking beer.
Yeah,
and
he was
then
a total douche in high school, you know he was. And he's like, yeah, well, no one picked me for kickball, everyone gets a trophy. And then Amanda's like, and I'm an artist. And then they show her in high school and she's just in like some weird cocktail dress. I don't know.
Yeah.
How that goes off the like
the same. Yeah. And then Austin's gonna be a jock. Austin was very much like a straight porn star in this moment, because I feel like in gay porn, the guy who dresses up in like as like a football player but has his midriff showing is like, you know, usually like got tons of abs. But in straight porn, it's not about the guys, so it's usually just some doughy guy dressed like, you know, with the shoulder pads. So he was definitely giving that energy for me. Although
he
they
drew
did paint
on abs, which was hilarious.
He did draw them on. Yeah.
So then Paige, of course, is wearing like a little diamond tiara. And Sierra's like, oh, shocker, you're a bitch. And she's like, funny, you think you can sit with me at lunch? So then they all gather for school. Yeah. And Andrea's like, I know about this from American movies. There is the geek, the cheerleader, the queen of the school.
And then he just fucks a pie. So then Gabby is,
what? I thought this is what you do in high school.
So Gabby, and Gabby is a private school student because she's like, yeah, I was in Catholic school. Yeah, yeah. I got kicked out though because I put a post-it on a nun's face. It was tough. So then
Luke is not goals. It's like, then, yeah, once upon a time in my life, I was wholesome. And Luke's like, I was homecoming king, so being a stoner is completely opposite of what I was in high school.
Yeah, I was a three-sport athlete, homecoming king, universally loved. Everyone just really enjoyed me. Primary food provider for my town because I caught all the fish in my hands. So being a skater is hilarious because no one likes skaters, right?
Yeah, and Amanda's like, Andrea is playing high school player. I mean, poor Paige is on cloud nine right now. I just want to bury myself in the ground, Kyle.
So Andrea then goes up to Paige because she's like at the sort of at the kitchen peninsula. And he goes up to her and goes, I wish it were just us and I would grab you from behind and pull your hair. And she's like, wow, wow. I actually think now after he said that, I'm going to put out a theory that Andrea started to move away from Paige the moment he tried to sort of sexually choke her. And she was like, excuse me, I like wearing chokers, not being choked, you know? And the moment that she basically didn't co-sign his kinkiness, I think that's when he's like, you know? And the moment that she basically didn't co-sign his kinkiness, I think that's when he's like, maybe not her. That's my theory.
Austin's like, because he did that irrelevant. Before, right? Or he did, or you're saying right now?
Well, I'm saying like in the previous episode or two episodes ago, remember Andrea like kind of like tried to choke Paige in bed and Austin's like, you're being insane right now choking. So I think the fact that she didn't really be like, ooh, that's hot. I would not be surprised if he started to move away at that moment. This is just a very unnecessary and irrelevant theory, but it's what I do with my time.
So Austin's like, so Sierra, are you tired? And she's like, do I look tired? He goes, of running around in my head all day.
Just slick. I'm so slick.
Yeah, also, buddy. Thanks, Luke.
Also, we should point out there's a moment where like the two couples are making out in the kitchen and Amanda's just standing between them. She's like, I'm just like alone. I'm just like the fat girl that eats. I'm like, I'm sure. Yes, Amanda, you are the fat girl that eats. Yes, you're clearly. I'm sure like a lot of people really appreciated that moment.
I know, Amanda's playing me in high school. Thanks, Amanda. I feel included. So let's see. The producer asked if Sierra was really teacher's pet because she's dressed as teacher's pet. She's like, fuck no. I sat in the back. And then everybody takes pictures and starts partying.
And Lindsay comes down.
Lindsay is the teacher. She's Miss Hubbard. She's like, Miss Hubbard, to take control of the situation. She even makes herself like the old lady.
The old one in cosplay. So there's drinking. They're having a drinking game. And it's like, most likely to be drunk at work. And everyone just points at Lindsay. Most likely to participate in an orgy. Everyone points at Andrea.
Andy, yeah.
And most likely to have been prom king. And they, and then like before they can answer, Jason's like, actually, I was.
Next. Of course. Yeah, of course. And Luke's like, I was homecoming. I was fucking homecoming king, dude, bro. I'm shocked that a cast of a fucking show on cable television, everybody was prom king. Shocked.
You know, by the moment that Jason said he was a prom king, Lindsay goes, what? And like suddenly a crack opens up in the friend zone.
She's like, she's going to be the popular girl in school at some point by hook or by crook. So in the kitchen, Luke is telling the guys, dudes, hey, buddies, I'm about to give a note to Julia. What do you think of that? They're like, go, boy, go, boy. So he tells us she's the one girl here that I like, you know, and Jason telling me that her and her boyfriend are on and off. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? I get yelled at. I'm used to that. And then we get a montage of everybody yelling him and Hannah being like, and then Kyle being like, just admit it. You like abusing women. What is it? Mistreating women? What did he yell at?
Like controlling women.
I don't like you.
I wish they had shown that. So then Luke, who clearly does not care about people's personal boundaries, goes up to Julia and goes, hey, don't tell the teacher, but here's a note. Okay. And so she reads it and says, you're pretty cute. Want to hang out later? Y or N? So she's like, ugh. I think actually Julia liked it, but she that sort of sounds problematic. Like, she actually liked it, but I actually kind of felt like she did, but she knew, like, after having that conversation with Gabby, that she didn't want to be that girl. So she was like,
didn't look like she liked it. She was like, oh, gross. And then she shows everyone.
I'm totally doing that. When she says no, she means yes, which is totally problematic. So I take it back.
You're just thinking you would have liked it because it's Luke.
Yes. Thank you.
You know, but if a model gave me a note, I'd be like, listen, may not be fucking you tonight, but I am framing this. Okay. Thanks. Like, I get a picture from your Docker suit? To put in the frame, that would be great.
So I may have put myself in Julia's cheerleading outfit. Sure, fine.
you just projected yourself right into a cheerleading outfit that says "Daddy" on it. So congrats. So then she shows Amanda, and Amanda's like, "Ew!" And they rip up the note and throw it in the air and dance around. So Julia's like, "Oh my god, Gabby, did you see this? Luke just passed me a note. Did you see it? Luke is like the worst." And
this is, by the way, a total retread of Hannah and Sierra last season, by the way, 100%, right? Where Julia is Sierra and Gabby is Hannah.
Yeah, it's breaking my brain. And Gabby's like, what are we in high school? And they all cheer. They're like, girls rule, boys drool. And then they run around wasted a lot.
And Lindsay's piggybacking on Jason, because actually what we didn't mention was that when Jason said that he was prom king, Lindsay not only did a crack open up in the friend zone, Lindsay just got up and literally just jumped on him. She was so excited. So she jumped on him, and now he's like, she's piggybacking on him and he's running around, and then they're back in the room for like the 10th time this episode. The two of them are in a room, and she gets off of him, and then she starts to walk out, and he goes, down. He goes, are you talking to your dick or to me? He goes, my dick.
So then Julia is talking to Austin and Sierra, and she's like, so are you guys going to hook up? And Austin's like, hey, let's do it here unless you want to be in there. I don't know. Why am I writing this down? So yeah. Andrea's saying, I'm going to lose my virginity. And Paige is like, calm down. I'm leaving. So she leaves because it's getting gross all over the place. So then Lindsay is talking to Paige. He goes,
Paige, Amanda was so upset earlier.
And she's like, wait, why was she upset?
She's, oh my god, she didn't tell you? Because Andrea's around the house, like, telling everybody that he wants to be single.
Oh my god, I thought for a moment she was upset because she thought I paid full price for an outfit. Okay, that's a relief.
Paige is like, shut the fuck up. She's like, no, and Amanda was crying for you. And she's like, oh my god, go get Amanda.
That's Lindsay's favorite role, is to go get someone. Like, you know, when someone says, Lindsay, get Amanda. Because she's now, there's two episodes in a row where she has been tasked with getting Amanda. So now Lindsay stomps to her and goes like, oh, okay, go into the living room, please. Please. And she's like, why? She's like, Paige, I was just telling her what we were talking about earlier. And I said, you have to talk to Amanda.
She's like, why would you do that, Lindsay? Why would you do that? She's like, because. She goes, but why, Lindsay? She's like, why is it my fault again?
Why is it my fault? Why is everything my fucking fault, Amanda?
And Paige is like, my high school party literally turned into high school, which is so funny. Because this is so high school. Like, go get her.
Yeah. So Lindsay's goes to Jason, and she's like, Amanda just yelled at me because I was getting her for Paige.
And he's like, why don't we go into the bedroom? So he carries her off to another bedroom. So then Amanda is crying to Julia. She's like, oh my god, the boys were like, Andrea said he's not into Paige, and now Paige turned in, and now Paige is crying, and now I've been called to go talk to Paige. Like, oh my god.
So then Julia's like, did you tell Paige yet?
I can't tell her yet.
So, so now Paige is in the kitchen where Amanda's crying because she felt bad that she didn't tell Paige yet. And so Paige is like, Lindsay already told me. And like, Amanda goes, yeah, he just doesn't see himself with someone after this. And Paige goes, that kind of sucks. You know, it's like, don't take me out on a date. All right. Like, I was already planning out our wedding invitations. Like, don't do that to me.
Yeah, so she walks off crying. Yeah, but she like walks off. She's all upset. So then Luke and Jules, Luke's like, Jules, hey buddy, can I talk to you? And she's like, yeah, I want to talk to you too. He says, well, come up here for a second. She goes, no, look, I don't want to go up there because I think it's going to give the wrong impression and I already feel very uneasy. He's like, okay. Well, obviously, Gabby is interested in you, and we had drama over you, and I just want to squash it because I get nervous that you're going to be, like, flirty, and Gabby's always watching. Like, it's fresh, and I want her as my friend. And he's like, okay.
Well, I didn't know I did anything to Gabby to upset her, but, like, so they basically, they agree they'll just be friends. And then they do a shot to friendship, and they hug, and Julia's like, I just want to be friends and not weird. So I'm sure nothing weird will happen. Nothing weird will happen.
Meanwhile, Kyle has been standing there the whole time in his black wig and his eyeliner making like a weird face. And he's like, yo, Edward Scissorhands, what's up, bro? And he's like.
Kyle's just debating whether or not to pee right there. Do I pee on the landing?
It's just so funny. He's just standing there on the landing watching the whole thing. So then we see that Jason is on top of Lindsay, and then we go to Craig, Austin, Amanda, and Sierra talking. And Sierra's like, Craig's like, why are you crying, Amanda? It's like, because Lindsay told Paige we knew what you guys said. He's like, it's nothing bad. I mean, he's living his single life, you know? It's nothing against Paige.
Yeah, and he goes, yeah, that was before he asked her on a date. That was Austin on the side. So then Julia goes up to Andrea and he goes, I'm mad at you, okay? I revoke all hot toddies. You said you didn't see yourself coming out in here in a relationship. He's like, yeah, that's true. But does Paige know you feel that way?
Yes, of course. I told her. I love you. I want to get married to you. I mean, could not have been more clear.
He said, yes, I want to take a one step at a time before you move to Italy, meet my family, and get married on a mountaintop.
One step at a time is different than coming out of this single, Andrea.
Oh, gosh. So then we go to Austin with his drawn-on abs, which are so funny. He's just laying down so you see it. He's like, look, all he said was that if it happens, I'll have a conversation with her about moving forward later. And Amanda's still crying. She's like,
aah! I don't know why she's crying so much. So Paige is like, don't start something if you know you can't finish it. Call a therapist. Lindsay has 25 on speed dial. She'll give you one, a good one. And when I say speed dial, I mean like old-fashioned speed dial. Okay, she doesn't even have a cell phone. She's not even in the century. It's so sad.
She's got 25, and they're literally written down on cards in a Rolodex. So if you can just get to that, you're gonna hit a gold mine, all right?
She mentioned something about the Dewey Decimal System. I don't even know.
So then Lindsay's now on top of Jason in the bedroom, and they're making out. And she goes,
let me explain something to you. I am Daravine. Today, people, I am Daravine.
He goes, I wouldn't be the guy to worry about. I'm here for you, and I know how to make a sandwich.
make out. And that's the end.
Good for Jason. He really was trying. I mean, he took Lindsay to various bedrooms so many times. And I thought, this is not going to work out for him. But guess what? He pushed through the friend zone. Good for him.
I mean, good for Lindsay and Jason just being like, you know what? Let's make some dinner out of the scraps. Because both of them did it. And then, you know, they're going to have a good couple weeks.
And I think that Jason's the biggest catch, right? Like, he's hot and he cooks. And he seems really nice. So, like, Lindsay's sort of, I mean, it's a big upgrade from Strabi, at the very least. And Everett, to be honest.
Literally everybody. So we'll see.
Literally everyone.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for being with us. We will talk to you next time. Go get tickets for Crappens Live over at watchatcrappens.com. Join us on Take a Seat on Monday nights on the Green Room app from Spotify. And thanks for being with us on video, patreon.com/watchatcrappens for all that stuff. We love you. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nikki Morgan letters. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We're letting the catlet out of the bag. It's Lily Catlet.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel. It's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.